on this special day you have called us to this a temple to worship you.
这是何等的福气和何等的美事。
What a blessing and beautiful thing this is.
就让我们献上我们的衷心的感谢。
That we can dedicate our thanksgiving from our heart.
耶稣，我们真的是愿意你的名在这里被高高的举起。
Lord, that we wish that your name will be exalted here.
你的宝座就坐在我们当中。
That your throne will be among us.
也让我们的眼睛能够看到你。
That our eye can see you.
耶稣，我们就这里谦卑来恭敬的敬拜你。
Lord, we come and worship you humbly.
我们把我们的心全都安静下来，洁净出来。
That we can calm down our heart and purify.
把这段时间分别为圣。
And we can separate this time to be holy.
耶稣，我们就这样的单单的来到你面前祈求、祷告、不配，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We come this solely because of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.圣经在诗篇这样说。
In the Bible, in the Psalm, you read.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
诗篇三十四篇这样说。
Psalm 34.
你们和我当称谢耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together.
就让我们起立，一起唱诗歌来敬拜我们的神。
Let's stand up and sing hymns to praise our Lord.
今天的诗歌是圣哉三一。
Holy, holy, holy.
用你喜欢的语言唱。
Can you sing your comfortable language?
圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Loving Father, the Lord.
你也是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，独一的真神。
You are holy, holy, the only God.
我们这些原本卑微不配的罪人，如今可以站立在你面前，实在是你的恩典。
That we humble sinners can stand before you, this is all because of your grace.
我们再次谢谢你，让耶稣为我们来到这个世界上。
So we thank you again that you led your Son Jesus Christ to come down to this world. He seeks for and saves those who are lost.
把我们这些原来不认识神也不愿意认识神的人一个一个找回神的家中。
So that you seek of all these people who don't originally know you, one by one you seek them and come back to your father's house.
所以我们感谢你赐福我们教会的众团契，也赐福我们教会，让我们有很多的慕道朋友愿意和我们一同来寻求认识神。
Father, we thank you for blessing us with many seekers among us so that we can in the fellowship in the church.
我们能够有机会和我们的朋友同事们亲戚们分享主的福音，也是主的恩典。
And this is also our blessing that we can share the gospels with our friends and relatives.
我们谢谢你今天有岳鹏的爸爸妈妈要受洗归入主的名下。
We thank you for the baptisms of Yepong's parents.
我们也知道还有好几位的朋友们也都已经表示要在未来几个月受洗归入主的名下。
We also thank you that many other friends have expressed their willingness to receive baptism in the next few months.
所以我们都是感谢你，你福音的宝贵。
Lord, we thank you for how precious is your gospel.
让每个人都可以白白的来听福音，白白的来接受你的恩典。
That we can come to receive the gospel and receive your grace freely.
而且在我们信主之后，会一天比一天的更加的体会到做福音真的是何等的福气。
And after we accept the Lord, that day by day we can know how much blessed we are.By receiving the gospel.
所以我们祷告恳求，愿意每一次我们奉你的名聚集，都有纯正的福音在这边传讲。
Lord, we thank you that you every time we gather here, we have this a pure gospel proclaimed to us.
我们都看到圣灵的工作在人的心中来引导人认识你。
That we can see the work of the Spirit working among all our hearts.
所以我们也谢谢你，知道你会用。你的恩手来带领我们来过每天的生活。
But we also know you will guide us every day with your blessing hands.
看到过去这段时间，我们曾经为好多弟兄姐妹们找工作多次的在你面前祈求。
Lord, that we see that we have been praying for brothers and sisters seeking for jobs for many times.
虽然等候的时间很不容易。
Even so, that the waiting time is not easy.
但是看到现在一个个找到工作一个个拿到入学的许可，我们感谢赞美你。
One by one they get a job or acceptance of schools, we give praise and thanks to you.
当我们弟兄姐妹要搬离开这里的时候，我们感谢你，因为知道无论他们到哪里，你都会与他们同在。
Also, Lord, we also thank you for when brother and sister moving away from here.Because we know that you will be with them wherever they go.
我们知道还有一些弟兄姐妹也仍然在你面前等候，等候你的引导。
And Lord, we know that there's still brothers and sisters still waiting before you.
我们也求主加添他们信心。
Lord, we ask you to add up to their faith.
也让我们众弟兄姐妹有更多的爱心给他们扶持，为他们代祷。
Also let the brothers and sisters around them to have more love to pray for them.
今天早上我们也特别为好几位怀孕待产的姐妹们来祷告。
So we also pray for those moms that have ready to give babies.
所以我们恳求你保守看顾他们的身体，也看顾他们腹中的胎儿。
And Lord, we ask you to protect.Them and also the babies in their womb.
你知道什么时间是生产最好的时间。
You know what is the best time for the baby to be delivered.
所以我们就求你加添他们耐心让他们欢欢喜喜的等候你的时间。
Lord, we ask you to add up to their patience and so that they can joyfully wait for the right time.
我们也为一些慕道朋友来祷告，因为他们也像正在怀孕的属灵的胎儿一样，我们真是巴不得他们也照你的时间能够来得到最新生命。
So we also pray for the seekers, just like the babies, they're also waiting for the right time to be the born again baby.
愿这个教会充满了新生的喜乐。
That we will, our church will be filled with this joy of the new birth.
也充满了成长的喜乐。
Also the joy of the growth.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天有叶鹏的爸爸妈妈要受洗归入主的名下。
Today we have the baptism for 叶鹏's parents.
为了慎重起见，我还是在众人面前借着几个简单的信仰的问答，带他们来表明信主跟随主的决心。
Ask several simple questions to confirm their faith before the Lord.
所以叶叔叔、刘阿姨，请你们起立。你们是不是相信像圣经所说的，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀？这包括你，包括我。你是不是相信靠着我们人自己不能解决罪的问题，而耶稣基督就是为我们的罪来到这个世界上，为我们被钉死在十字架上，替我们付了罪的代价？你是不是就愿意存着感恩的心接受耶稣做你个人的救主？你是不是也愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世跟随他走在他的道路上？好，请坐。我们现在就请叶叔叔上来分享他的受洗见证，然后之后叶鹏会代表妈妈来分享妈妈的受洗见证。
We'll first hear the testimony from the father, and then 叶鹏 will speak for his mom.
我叫叶鹏林，是叶鹏的父亲。
My name is Ye Zhen Lin, and I'm father of Ye Peng.
我奉了刘先生而且先奉主为神。
I actually originally believed in God, but actually many, many gods.
当时我不知道哪一个是真的神。
I don't know which God is the true God.
我也上奉烧香，当时不明白为什么，只是希望能保佑。
I visited my ancestor's grave and offered incense, but I don't know why.I just hope for more protection.
这第一次来美国，我知道日子里是否是基督徒，就跟着他们来教会。
This is my first time to America, and I know my son and daughter-in-law are Christians, so I follow them to church.
大家教会里面的人都很好，就像一家人一样。
I find that the people in church are very nice, like a big, one big family.
只是告诉我们，因为教会的人都相信是耶稣基督。
And my son told me this is because that in the church that everyone believes in Jesus Christ.
他们都互相爱护，互相帮助，是兄弟姐妹。
That we love each other and help each other, and we are brothers and sisters.
通过日子里师傅对我们的讲解，知道了真正的神是耶稣基督。
Through the explanation from my son, I understand that Jesus Christ is the true God.
我们一条新的神都不是真正的神。
That many gods I have believed in the past, they are not true gods.
后来牧师我传道又给我们另一个讲解，我终于明白耶稣就是真神。
And then finally, the pastor and the minister has explained to us.That we finally understand that Jesus Christ is the true God. Is my Savior.
每一个人都是有罪的，比如嫉妒、撒谎都是罪。
So everyone is sinful, such as jealousy and lying, they are all sins.
但是我们没有办法救自己，上帝猜透着自生日子来到人家。
But there is no way we can save ourselves, so God sent His one and only Son to save us. He has for our sin be nailed to the cross and become our atonement. If we believe in Jesus, then we can come before you and receive the eternal life.
所以我们拿定主意来受洗，这是天父的孩子，和耶稣同在。
So we are determined to receive baptism to become His children and to be with Jesus.
妈眼睛不大好，我帮她分享一下。
My mom does not have a good eyesight, so I will speak for her.
我就照着以第一人称这样来给大家分享一下。
I'll just say just in the position of her.
我也是一直以来都信神。
I also believe in God in the past.
在国内的时候也一直烧香，像很多人一样会向老天爷祈求许愿。
When I was in China, I also offered incense and I pray for these great heavens and make wishes.
但是我也是不知道这个老天爷到底是谁。
But I don't know who is this great heaven.
也不知道哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的。
And I don't know which God is true or false.
我两年前第一次来美国的时候，就跟着我儿子儿媳妇去过教会。
Two years ago when I visited America, I have followed my son to church.
那个时候我虽然听了牧师的讲道，但是有很多都不明白。
Although that time I have heard about a lot of pastor's sermons, but there are many things I don't understand.
因为耶稣是一个外国人，我不知道和我们中国人有什么关系。
Because Jesus is a foreigner, I don't know what the relationship with Chinese.
因为我儿子和儿媳妇经常去教会，也有很多教会的朋友经常到我们家里来看我。
Because my son and daughter-in-law, they go to church very often, and also there are many friends from the church to visit me.
后来我都真正明白。他们都是信耶稣基督。
And gradually I come to the understanding that they believe in Jesus Christ.
儿子儿媳妇告诉我们，耶稣才是我们应该相信的真神。
And my son and daughter-in-law told me that Jesus is the true God that we should believe.
特别是我儿媳妇一直给我讲解。
Especially my daughter-in-law, he has consistently explained to me.
这次是我第二次来美国。
This is my second time visiting America.
儿子儿媳妇仍然继续给我们讲耶稣基督是真神。
And my son and daughter-in-law keep on telling me that Jesus Christ is the true God.
我们的一切生活都是耶稣保守的。
That Jesus protect all our lives.
后来听了传道和牧师的仔细讲解，明白了耶稣就是真神。
And after the pastor and the minister have explained to me in detail, and then finally I understand that Jesus is the true God.
他是我们唯一的救主。
He is the only Savior.
于是我们就决定受洗。
So we determined to receive baptism.
我相信信了耶稣之后，神会保守我们每一天的生活。
I believe that after I believe in Jesus, God will protect my everyday life.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们请查经班的李燕来为。
We ask Yan Li from CCSC to pray for the baptism. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.Today, Auntie Liu can receive this baptism and be under your name. This is a day of thanksgiving. Because this is a testimony to your promise and your duty. Because you told us in the Bible, whoever seeks will find.Whoever will be looking, they will also find. Whoever knocks, and the door will be opened. And Auntie Liu, for the two times visiting America, and her thinking is something you have heard. Today is the day of joy. Not only all the brothers and sisters here, that we are so joyful about Aunt Liu's baptism. And we also know the angels and the heavenly hosts will sing for this baptism. Because for everyone who has been sought by you, that they are so precious in your eyes. So we ask you to protect Auntie Liu's days afterwards. Including her days in America, that she can continue to grow in church and in fellowship. And also after she returned back to China, we ask you if she can find a church that she can continue to grow. Lord, we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And after you, I see you receive the baptism, I would feel rejoiced because this is so similar to my old mom's baptism. We thank the Lord has given you a very pure heart. And give you a very steadfast heart. Once you know that Jesus Christ is the true God, that you will worship only Him. I believe that through this heart that you will be blessed. That in the future, that day by day, you will feel and proclaim that the say that how blessed is the life that belongs to the Jesus Christ. We heard your testimony to your son. For his father. Let's bow and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to work so personally. So my Father on earth can know you and accept you as the Savior. For this, we thank you and praise you. And today, through this baptism, you have given the life of your Son Jesus Christ to my father's heart.
呵护和保守这颗新生命的成长。
That in the future days that you will protect the growth of this new life.
我知道我的父亲马上他就要回中国。
We know that very immediately my father will return to China.
也请你保守他旅途的平安。
You protect his travel.
也请你保守有一个很好的预备，让他能在中国找到一个适合他的教会和团契。
And we also prepare that you prepare a church and a fellowship in China for him.
使他能够在那个新的环境中，他的灵命上有不断的成长。
So in this new environment that he can continue to grow spiritually.
不断通过您的话语来装备我，装备我的父亲。
In many ways that he will be prepared by God's word.
增添他的信心。
Increase his faith.
使他能够战胜以后即将遇到的许多的挑战。
So he can have victories over many challenges he's going to face in the future.
我们再次为您预备如此丰富的救恩，感谢您，赞美您。
Lord, we again thank and praise you because of your abundant salvation.
我们祷告奉主基督耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
耶稣说啊，第一次认识您跟刘阿姨，我就觉得叶枫很有福气，有很好的爸爸和妈妈。
The first time I met Ye Feng's parents, and then I think that Ye Feng is very blessed to have such parents.
我想跟一般的世人比，你是非常的平和，心中有平安的人。
In comparison with the people in this world, that you have this peace in your heart.
你今天受洗归入主的名下之后，我祷告且相信。你一定会经历到耶稣赐给你跟这个世界不一样的平安和喜乐。
After you accept this baptism, that we believe you will receive a different kind of peace from this world. That after you have been under His name.
也让你经历到认识真神、跟随真神是一件最蒙福的事。
So you will know this is the most blessful things by receiving accepting this God as your Savior.
我现在就奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为您祝福。好，我们请万传道带我们做一个祷告。
Ask Minister Wang to lead us in prayer.Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the joy you have given us today. Because your salvation has fallen upon Uncle Ye and Auntie. And Lord, we thank you that you have given this burden to pass on the gospel to their parents in Ye Feng's heart. We thank you because you have listened to their prayers. That all of us here have been encouraged. That we will not feel shame about the gospel among our friends and relatives. Because the gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe. We thank you for all the best salvation you have given us.We again pray for the growth in Jesus Christ in the heart of Ye Feng's parents. Especially protect the steps for Uncle Ye to return to China. Listen to our prayers. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 下面是起应的时间。
Now is the time for responsive reading.
今天起应的经文是在诗歌本的后面第27篇。
And this is in your hymn book, number 27,
at the back.
Zhao Fei will lead us in the responsive reading.
诗篇二十七篇，诗歌本的二十七篇。
27 in your hymnbook.
请大伙翻到《生命诗词》735页。
Please turn to page 735 in your hymnbook.
我们今天其余的经文是第二十七篇。
We'll read number 27.
我读西起字，请大家回应粗体字。
I'll read the regular font and please respond with the bold font.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话就信差我来的，就是我的先知，不至于信这个，岂是已经出入永生了？
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
我就赐给他们永生，他们就不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
我父在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
神若赐给儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道他自己有永生。
感谢神的话。
We thank for God's words.
下面是奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering.
奉献是基督徒的义务和责任。
Offering is the responsibility for a Christian.
也是我们对神的一个回应。
It's also our response to God.
当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，如果你没有准备好，就恭恭敬敬传给下一位。
If you haven't prepared, when the bag was passed to you, just pass it on.
在这奉献的同时，我们唱首诗歌，奉献所有。
Let's sing a song together, I surrender all. Let's pray for our offering.
谢谢了我们的恩主。
We thank for the gracious Lord.
再次来到你的面前，献上我们的感谢。
That we come before your presence again to offer our thanksgiving.
因为主耶稣，真的你是被敬拜的，被赞美的主。
Because Lord, you are the Lord that being worshipped and being praised.
主耶稣，我们也谢谢你天天的供应。
Lord, we also thank you for your daily providence.
让我们每天都能够充满了喜乐和平安。
That every day we can be filled with the joy and peace.
这是我们真的是莫大的福气。
This is what a great blessing that we have.
在这里我们把我们所得的一些十分之一奉献还给你。
And then we have give our tenth back to you.
因为这是讨你喜悦的事情。
Because this is something that the pleases you.
求你洁净使用在你的圣工上。
That you will purify them and use in your ministry.
祷告不配，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 下面是读经的时间。
And now is the scripture reading.
今天的经文是在新约圣经约翰福音第三章。第三章的第一节到二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is in Gospel John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 21.
新约圣经约翰福音。
In the New Testament, Gospel John.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神的同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的是肉身，从圣灵生的是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说：怎么能有这事呢？耶稣回答说：你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了天上从天上降下来仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也怎样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生，或者叫一切信的人在他里面得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得信。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便憎恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他们的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。我们把下面时间交给徐牧师。
Thank you, Pastor.
弟兄姐妹们平安。我们要先正式欢迎叶叔叔跟刘阿姨加入主的肢体和我们同作神的儿女。
Formally welcome Uncle Ye and Auntie.
对，我们有一个洗礼的证书。
We have the certificate.
我们还送他们一本圣经。
And also a gift of Bibles.
然后考虑到刘阿姨眼睛不太好，所以我们送十一套十五片的 VCD 放在你在基督里等等。
And there are 15 VCD.
今天我们暑假主日信息的主题是。活出满结果子的人生。
The thing of this summer is to living a fruitful life.
我想每一个人一定都希望自己的一生充实有意义。
I think that everyone hopes your life is fulfilled and meaningful.
活得很丰盛，就像一棵结满了果子的树一样。
That you will live to the fullness. It's like a fruit tree bearing many fruits.
不过讲到结果子的人生，可能很多人。想的是工作上有好的成就，光宗耀祖；经济上有好的收入，养儿育女，后来子孙满堂。
If you talk about a fruitful life, many think about achievements, your job, and make your family line to be very famous, and also you are established economically, and maybe have many, many children.
当然，也有些人可能想的崇高一些，会想要有高尚的品格，待人处事得到众人的称赞。
And maybe others will think more nobly to have better personalities and also receive all the fans and the praises.
或者想的是自己面光红润、充满了慈祥平安喜乐的表情，令人尊敬爱戴。
Your face are with radiance of the joy, kindness, and peace that everybody will like you.
那这些当然都是好的。
These are all good things.
只不过在谈到如何结果子的时候，在绝大多数人的心目中，关键都是在于人为的努力。
But when you talk about this fruitful life, in many people's view, you only think about the human effort.
我们会想，关键是在于我自己多会做计划，多努力上进。多成功的来达到这些一个个的目标。
You think about how I can plan better and or I can work better and so I can achieve my goals successfully.
今天我们读的约翰福音第三章讲的是一个名叫尼哥底母的人与耶稣的对话。
Today we read about John chapter 3. This is a dialogue between Jesus and the person called Nicodemus.
尼哥底母是一个非常上进也很有成就的人。
Nicodemus is a person with a lot of achievements.
他的想法与一般人一样。
He has a common thought with other people.
但是当他很谦卑的来向耶稣求教的时候，耶稣的回答让他大吃一惊。
So when he comes humbly to ask a teaching from Jesus, Jesus has really surprised him.
为什么会大吃一惊呢？这就是我们今天早上要看的。
Why he's so much surprised? This is the theme that we're going to look at this morning.
我们先来看看尼哥底母是一个什么样的人。
Let's look at what kind of person is Nicodemus.
在三章一到十节里面有一些线索讲到尼哥底母的身份和背景。
There's some clues in verse 1 to 10 talking about his background.
第一节说他是法利赛人。
The first verse tells me he's one of the Pharisees.
这是当时犹太人当中最热心遵守律法。要求最严格的一群人。
At the time among the Jews, that this is a group that's most zealous about the law of God and the most strictly follow the law.
他是犹太人的官。
He is also a Jewish official.
这代表他是当时犹太人议会的成员之一，这是很高的地位。
And that means he's a member of the Jewish ruling council. This is a very high status.
他在宗教和民事上都有治理和裁决的权利。
He has the jurisdiction over the religious and civil matters.
他是以色列人的先生。
And he's also a teacher of the a Jewish teacher.
这代表他不只受过高等教育，而且是站在教导地位的老师。
This means that he not only he has received his higher education, but also means that he is a teacher.
他自称已经老了。
And he said that he's old.
我想他意思不一定说他是已经七八十岁。
This may not mean he's over his 70s.
但是人要达到他有的这样的身份地位。年纪想必也不会太轻。
But to achieve his status, I think that he's not going to be a young man.
这么一个有身份、有地位的人，为什么会想要来找耶稣呢？
Why this person of stature will try to look for Jesus?
当时耶稣才开始公开传道没有多久。
This is just the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
但是光是听到耶稣所做的一些事和耶稣所说的一些话，尼哥底母这些宗教领袖已经意识到非比寻常。
Just by a few words and acts by Jesus at that time, many religious leaders and Nicodemus think this is very unusual.
Nicodemus 自己的判断是耶稣一定是从神而来的。
From Nicodemus' own judgment, he thinks that Jesus must have come from God.
因为他认为如果没有神的同在，没有人能够行耶稣所行的神迹。
Because he thinks that without God's presence.Nobody can perform the miraculous signs that Jesus has performed.
于是他就决定在一个夜里来拜访耶稣。
So he decides to visit Jesus at night.
为什么在夜里来？圣经没有清楚的解释。
There's no clear explanation that why he comes at night.
不过，如果约翰福音第三章所记载的事情是照次序发生在第二章之后，那么在尼哥底母拜访耶稣之前，耶稣曾经做了一些很有争议的事情。
If this is in Gospel John chapter 3, it follows the things that in chapter 2, then that time before Nicodemus visits Jesus, there's already something very controversial by Jesus.
耶稣曾经在耶路撒冷的圣殿公开的洁净圣殿。
Jesus have cleared the temple publicly.
他把卖牛羊的都赶出殿外去。
and he make a whip out of cords and drove all the cattle and sheep from the temple.
他还找出最外银钱的人的银钱。
And he also scattered the coins of the money changers.
他还公开的对众人说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建起来。
And he publicly told the people, saying that if you destroy this temple, and I'll raise it again in 3 days.
这样的言行举止当然让犹太人的宗教领袖很不高兴。
For sure, this kind of words and acts has been irritated the Jewish leaders.
那尼哥底母是议会的成员之一。
Remember that Nicodemus is the member of the ruling party.
一方面他自己对耶稣很好奇。
At one hand, he's very curious about Jesus.
另一方面，他又得很顾忌其他议会成员对耶稣那种负面的情绪。
On the other hand, he has to care about the worries about that the negative perspective from the other Jewish leaders.
我想他这个心情，我们很多从中国来的朋友很能够体会。
These kind of feelings that we can people from China can really have sympathy about it.
可能不少共产党员听人讲到信耶稣的事情，很好奇、很感兴趣的。
The members of the Communist Party are usually curious about Jesus.
但是又怕让人知道去参加聚会会有麻烦，所以不敢轻易参加基督徒的聚会。
But you're afraid if you visit Christians' meetings, they will bring some troubles. So you dare not go casually to the Christian meetings.
也许这就是尼哥底母选择夜间来见耶稣的原因。
Maybe this is the reason that Nicodemus chose to visit Jesus at night.
无论如何，他来见耶稣的时候，态度是非常谦卑又诚恳的。
When Nicodemus visits Jesus, he comes with a sincere and humble attitude.
他一开始就非常的诚恳的对耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
At the beginning, he's come very with a lot of respect, saying, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, but no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him."
通常我们这样对别人讲以后，会期望别人反应说啊，过奖过奖，不敢当不敢当。
Maybe our usual expectation is that people will respond with a, "I'm unworthy of your praises."
耶稣没有讲这样的话。
Jesus didn't say that at all.
耶稣也没有称赞尼哥底母说，你真是好眼光。
And Jesus didn't say that you got a really good perspective.
没想到耶稣像泼一盆冷水进去，对他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And Jesus actually just like pouring cold water on his face, saying that I'll tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
耶稣为什么讲这样的话呢？
Why Jesus say such words?
在耶稣与尼哥底母接下来的谈话当中，触及了三个非常重要的问题。
In the following dialogue, Jesus has touched three very important questions.
第一个，我们为什么必须要重生
？The first one is why must we be born again?
第二，人如何能够重生
？The second, how can a person be born again?
第三，我们怎么知道自己到底重生了没有
？Thirdly, how can a person know whether or not he has been born again?
这三个问题都跟今天的我们是息息相关的。
These three questions are actually relate to us today.
我们就来先看人为什么需要重生。
Let's first look at why must we be born again.
我们看到尼哥底母对耶稣说了很尊敬的话。
We see that the Nicodemus has said respectful words to Jesus.
这不只是表示他对耶稣的尊敬。
This is not only to show respect to Jesus.
也反映出他很想请耶稣多告诉他一些关于神的事情。
And also reflect that Nicodemus would like Jesus to tell him more things about God.
我想我们今天很多的慕道朋友也想多知道一些关于神的事情。
And many seekers among us, you may want to know more things about God.
我们想知道如何能够像基督徒一样活得有平安有喜乐又很乐于帮助别人。
That you may want to live a life like Christians, that you have full feel with peace and joy, and you can help others.
我相信我们这些慕道朋友跟尼哥底母一样，是抱着非常诚恳的态度来求知的。
The many seekers are just like Nicodemus, that you have a very sincere and humble attitude.
而耶稣的回答是：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的果。
But Jesus' response is, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
虽然这么直接的回答会让人吓一跳。
kind of the direct response may surprise you.
我不认为耶稣的态度是轻蔑或者是不友善的。
I don't believe Jesus' attitude is contemptuous or unfriendly.
相反的，我认为耶稣选择不讲任何客套的话，为的是用最严肃、最认真的态度来帮助一个诚恳寻求他的人。
I think that Jesus choose not to speak words out of politeness, so that he can respond in the most sincere attitude to those who seek him.
他在告诉尼哥底母说，如果你真的非常渴望要成为一位蒙神祝福的人，让我清楚直接的告诉你，除非你重生。再多的神学问题讨论都是避重就轻，不着边际。
Yeah, he telling Nicodemus that if you truly seek for God's blessing, then I clearly tell you, unless you are born again, all these many theological discussions are not to the point.
重生到底有多重要，多必要？
How important and how necessary is to be born again?
耶稣一共三次讲了相当绝对的话。
Jesus has proclaimed three times this absolute requirement.
第三节他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
In verse 3, he said that I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
第五节又说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verse 5 say, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
第七节再说，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Verse 7 again, you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.
我想你这听了一辈子读书做学问，都没有听过有人这样对他说话。
I think that Nicodemus, throughout all his learning in his life, he probably had never heard people talk in this manner to him.
当他想对于神的事情，他就算不是全懂，也算是懂得不少的了。
Maybe according to his own thought that about God, even he doesn't understand fully, but he had understand a lot.
他不但读过、想过，还常常教导别人。
He not only has learned and think about it, but often he has taught people about it.
跟别人比，他算是德高望重。有学问的老师。
In comparison with others, he's a very reputable and knowledgeable teacher.
谁想到耶稣今天居然对他说，除非他重生，他就不能见神的国。
He doesn't so surprised that Jesus telling him that unless he was born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣在第三节讲的还不是说进神的国，是见神的国。
And verse 3 is not to enter the kingdom of God.But just to see the kingdom of God.
意思说，如果不重生，还不要说进神的国了，连见都见不到。
It means that if you are not born again, not to mentioning about this entering kingdom of God, but you cannot even see it.
见这个字一语双关。
The word see have two kinds of meanings.
就像有人讲说 I see, 一般人可以指肉眼的看，一般人可以指心眼的看，也就是明白。
And the just like in English, the word I see, on one hand it can be your physical view, or the other can be your understanding from the heart.
所以一个人如果不重生，神国的事他就是看不见，就是不明白。
So if you are not born again, that the things about God that you cannot see, you cannot understand.
反过来说，一个人一旦重生了，本来看不见的事就开始看见了，本来不明白想不通的。就开始明白了。
On the other side, that once you are born again, that things that originally you cannot see, that you can see. Originally you cannot understand, now you can.
所以对我们所有在座的慕道朋友，请您记得这个耶稣向尼哥底母三次强调的道理。
So that for seekers among us, please remember that Jesus used three times to emphasize this point.
就是如果你希望真正明白神的事情，希望进入神的国度，记得最根本的关键是你必须重生。
The key that you can enter and see the kingdom of God is that you must be born again.
多读很多信仰探讨的书很好。
If you read a lot about the spiritual books, this is good.
多跟基督徒在一起查经很好。
Doing the Bible studies with Christians, this is also good.
多问很多神学的问题和大家一同讨论很好。
Asking many theological questions and have a lot of discussions, this is good too.
但是要从一个亲身经历神、活在神的同在当中的人，你必须要重生。
But if you really want to personally experience God and living among God, living in God, you must be born again.
只有重生，你才会入门。
only through being born again that you will enter the door.
如果不重生，就算你在门外徘徊多久，累积了多少知识，想通了多少哲学、神学的问题，还是在门外。
No matter you're lingering outside the door, you have accumulated many knowledge and theology, philosophy, you are still outside the door.
从门外到门内，只有一个途径，就是重生。
From outside the door to into the door, there's only one way, is to be born again.
好，那现在很自然要问第二个问题，就是人如何能重生。
Naturally, we ask the second question: How can a person be born again?
显然，尼哥底母也被这个问题感到很困惑。
Apparently, the Nicodemus has been feel very puzzled about this question.
我想他知道耶稣讲的不可能是指一个人要重新回到妈妈肚子再生一次。
He thinks that surely one cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born again.
但是他所知道的出生就只有这么一种。
But this is the only kind of birth that he knows.
在这里我们要知道中文圣经重生的这个重字在约翰福音用希腊文里面是有多方面的意思。
Let's look at this word again. And this word in Greek has multiple meanings.
它可以指 a new 新的意思，那意思就是类似第二次，再来一次。
It can be meaning a new, that means the second time, once more.
那这个字也可以是 from above 从上来的，意思就是说从神而来的新生命。
It can also mean a from above, that means this is a life that coming from God.
圣经学者认为，当时耶稣与尼哥底母交谈，一定是用当时犹太人所惯用的亚兰文。
Biblical scholars think that the during Jesus and Nicodemus dialogue, they must have used the popular Arameans at that time.
但是后来约翰要记在耶稣生平的时候，考虑更广泛的读者，他就用希腊文。
When John described this dialogue in the Gospel John, then he chose to use the more popular Greek.
那写到耶稣的重生，约翰特别用了这个希腊字。为的是把两方面的意义都表达出来。
So when you talk about his born again, John has chosen this Greek word so that he can express both sides of the meaning.
无论如何，耶稣讲的重生很显然是一件新事必须发生。
No matter what, that the born again that Jesus has been talking about is a new thing that has to happen.
这个第二次的生并不是跟第一次的生一模一样的重复一次。
That this second time birth.It's different from the first time birth. Just repeat once.
而是一个不一样的生命。
But it's a different life.
一个不一样的过程。
A different process.
而且整件事情的发生只有神能做。
And the entire thing has to be the work of God.
那么重生指的到底是什么？
And it's born again. What is really that?
耶稣在第五节给了进一步的定义。
In verse 5, that Jesus has given further definitions.
重生是从水和圣灵生的。
Be born again is be born out of the water and the spirit.
这个我们要注意，水和圣灵指的不是两件事。
We have to notice that this does not mean two things by the water and the spirit.
不是指一个人要先从水生一次，再从圣灵再生一次。
Not that you have to be born again once in by water and then again by the spirit.
多数的圣经学者都认为，这边的水和圣灵指的是这个重生。两方面的特性和本质。
Most scholars have confirmed that the water and the spirit are talking about the two properties of the being born again.
但他们指的是同一件事，同一个重生。
But this is the same born again and the same thing.
实际上，在旧约圣经以西结书36章，我们发现神早就预言这样子的重生。
Actually, in Ezekiel chapter 36.We have been find out this message about to be born again.
对神赐给人的新生命包括两方面的重要意义。
There are two important meanings about this new life.
一个是像清水一样洁净我们心中的污秽。
One is like clear water to clean our impurities.
第二是将新的灵放在我们里面带来更新改变。
The second is to put a new spirit in you that bring out new changes.
所以重生就是被清水洗净，得到新的灵。
So to be born again is to be cleansed by this clear water and receive a new spirit.
那这个清水跟平常的水不一样。
And this clear water is different from the regular water.
所以这个洗也跟平常的洗不一样。
So these baptism baptism is different from the regular one.
不是你自己可以洗的。
It's not that you can wash it yourself.
是神替你洗。
But God do it for you.
这个新的灵也跟我们原来有的灵不一样。
This new spirit is different from the original spirit that we had.
绝对不是我们靠着人自己的努力把新的灵哇好好修炼越变越好。
That's not that we can through our own effort cultivate this old spirit to become better and better.
而是从神那里得到一个崭新的灵。
But you receive a new spirit from God.
在第六节第八节耶稣又两次提到从灵而生
and verse 6 and 8 Jesus say again that you have been born out of the spirit
显然就是从神的圣灵而生得着神所赐一个新的跟旧的不一样的灵
This is about that you've been born out of the God spirit and you receive a new spirit from God and this is different from the old one
那么人到底如何能够重生从圣灵而生呢
and but then how can we be born from the spirit and be born again
这个问题答案在第三章的头十一节不是那么清楚
the answer to this question is not very clear in the first 11 verses
但是继续往下看就会发现在第三章接下来的几节里面至少重复三次给了清楚的答案
But if you read through that you will find that in the verses afterwards at least has given three times repetitiously about the answer
十五节我们一同来念
verse 16 let's read together
请叫一切信他的都得永生十六节 verse 16我们一起读神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生 verse 36 36节我们再一起读信子的人有永生不信子的人得不着永生
这个新生命最重要的特质就是让人能够永永远远与神在一起也就是所谓的永生
The most important characteristics of his new life is that man can be with God forever. And this is what it means by the eternal life.
照着这三节经文谁能够得到永生呢
Through these three verses, who can get his eternal life?
就是凡是相信神的独生儿子耶稣基督的人
For those who ever believe in the Jesus Christ the Son.
所以约翰早先在一章十二节说凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
In the Gospel John chapter 1 verse 12 it says yet to whom who received him to those who believe in his name he gave the right to become children of God
这个人不是从血气生的不是从情欲生的也不是从人意生的乃是从神生的
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
所以我们必须要重生才能见神的国。
So we must be born again to see the kingdom of God.
而重生唯一的方式就是相信接受耶稣基督，信靠他。
And the only way to be born again is through belief in Jesus Christ, to believe in him.
好讲到这边大家可能觉得哎呀这个好像讲的每样东西都是你早就知道了嘛
at this point you may feel that maybe this is something you have already known
但是我们不要忘记耶稣讲的话在当时可是让尼哥底母大吃一惊的
you should remember that these words actually surprised Nicodemus
我想最让他吃惊的就是像他这么一个有学问这么德高望重的人也非得要重生呢
maybe the thing that he feels the most surprisedIs a person such as him, with all the knowledge, with all the respect, that must he be born again to?
而耶稣的回答是斩钉截铁的清楚，是的，你必须要重生。
And Jesus answers it without any ambiguity. Yes, you must be born again.
就算你一生洁身自好，努力上进，表现比99%的人都好，如果你要认识神，进入神的国度。你也必须重生
Even though you have been worked very hard throughout all your life and you are better than 99% of the people but if you enter the kingdom of God you have to be born again
感谢神，今天岳鹏的爸爸妈妈受洗归入主的名下。
Thank God that the岳鹏's parents has been received the baptism.
老人家肯在众人面前受洗归入主名，是一件难能可贵的事情。
I think it's very valuable for the old generation to be willing to receive the baptism.
我很为他们高兴，也很敬佩他们的决心。
Not only am I happy for them, but I respect the determination.
当初我们向我跟我老太太向我父亲传福音传了好几年，之后他又固定教会去教会又有一段时间，他就是不肯信。
In the past that I and my wife has been trying to pass on the gospel to my father, and he has attended church for a period of time, but he did not accept cannot believe.
因为他跟您的经历很像，各方面表现都平常都是受人推崇尊敬的。
Just like Nicodemus, he has he worked very hard, and many people respect him.
那我父亲谦卑下来，承认自己跟所有的人一样，都是有罪的，都必须要透过接受耶稣才能够成为神儿女，这是一件很难的事情。
For him to humble down and acknowledge that, like everyone else, that only through believing Jesus Christ, that he can receive his salvation, this is a very difficult thing for him.
感谢神的怜悯，在我父亲70岁的时候终于有了突破。
Thank God for his mercy that at his age 70 he finally has a breakthrough.
他出乎我们意料之外的突然承认他也需要主。
Out of our surprises that he is willing to accept the Lord.
所以他谦卑的在众人面前做见证接受洗礼。
In humbly his testimony in front of everyone and receive the baptism.
我想在成年之后信主才开始过基督的生活，对于我们在座的年轻的学生学者都已经很不自在，觉得很不容易了，对老人家更是如此。
I think that after you become an adult that to live a new Christian life for many of our young students is already hard. For the older people this is even harder.
我们在人生的道路上已经有了很多的历练，累积了很多的经验，我们有自己的看法，有自己的习惯，
that in the passage of a life that we have many experience and then we have our own point of view, we have our own habits.
一信主受洗，基督的身份就跑上来了，一时之间我们突然发现自己什么都不知道，很多事情似懂非懂。
Once you receive the baptism and then you find, all of a sudden you find that you are Christian and many things you don't know and many things that you are not sure about.
大家平常各方面表现都很不错，而习惯自己什么事情都比别人多懂一些的。
In the usual time that you have is more understanding than all the people around you.
所以在信仰上，我们也真是巴不得能够两三个月就摇身一变变成特别好的基督徒。
So that in Christian faith, you think that in 2 or 3 months, I can just be changed to be a super Christian.
真希望有人告诉我一个好方法，很快就能够把圣经读通。
You hope for a method that you can understand all the words in the Bible.
再有个好方法，很快就能够搞清楚祷告是怎么一回事。怎么祷告一定有效。
And there's a good method that you know how to pray, and that every time you pray is effective.
如果找不到任何快速有效的方法，对成人才信主又想长得很快的人来说，真是很不习惯、很难接受的事。
If you cannot find this fast and effective method.That you believe the Lord in the old age, this is something that's very difficult to accept.
但是我们记得耶稣讲的是重生。
So let's remember that Jesus saying here is to be born again.
是跟我们原来的生命不一样。
It's different from your original life.
是像一个小婴孩诞生一样。
It's just like the birth of a new baby.
是全新的开始，是新生命的诞生。
It's a new beginning. It's the birth of a new life.
诞生之后还需要一步一步的渐渐的成长。
After the birth, you need to grow gradually.
没有人能有什么特别的方法让一个小婴孩才出生的三个月就哗一下长成像二三十岁的人一样。
There's no special method that you can be let a baby that are growing from like 2 or 3 months all of a sudden to 20 or 30 years old.
你种菜种树也不可能今天种子才撒下去，明天就发芽，后天就结果。
Even for farming, that you cannot just sow the seed and tomorrow you can reap it.
但是有一件事情能做。
But there's one thing we can do.
就是确定这个新生命得到足够的养分。
That this new life can receive a sufficient nutrition.
在一个良好的环境当中，持续不断的有健康的成长。
That in a good environment, it can grow continually.
重生是一个属灵的生命。
to be born again is a spiritual life.
不是人的肉眼能够具体的看到。
It's not a life that you can see with your physical eyes.
也不是我们的手可以捉摸掌握。
Not with your hand that you can hold or to be tangible.
能够帮助这个新生命成长最关键的要素就是信心的操练。
And the most important key to have this new life to grow is to the experience in your faith.
我们借信耶稣重生，我们也借信耶稣成长。
That we've been born again through a belief in Jesus. We also grow by believing in Jesus.
好，我们怎么知道自己到底重生了没有？
But then how can a person know whether or not he has been born again?
我首先要说的就是，你和我都不是神。
The first thing I need to tell you that both you and me, we are not God.
所以我们没有办法很准确的来判断别的人啊，一个个到底重生了没有。
So we cannot judge very clearly that if others has been born again.
但是的确有一些方法是可以让每一个人自己来分辨是否重生了。
But there's indeed several ways that you can to judge yourself whether you have been born again.
最可靠的方法就是用圣经清楚的教导来做客观的判断。
The most reliable way is that you can use the clear teaching in the Bible to make an objective judgment.
所以如果有一个人跑来问我说，徐牧师啊，我重生了没有？
If there's a person come to me and ask me, Pastor Xi, have I been born again?
我想我就会先问他是否已经真心接受耶稣，已经立定心智来信靠他。
Then I'll ask him first that have you beenout of your heart truly accept Jesus and you have determined to follow him.
也许我就会用今天约翰福音的经文向他解释什么叫信耶稣。
Maybe I'll use today's passage in Gospel John and about what is truly believing Jesus.
然后让他问问他自己，他是不是已经信耶稣了。
And ask him to ask himself that whether you have been truly believing Jesus.
如果一个人可以很有把握肯定的说是，那他也可以信心十足的相信他已经重生了。
If you can answer yes with confidence, then you can also with confidence knowing that you have been born again.
不是因为是我说的，是圣经说的。
Not because I said, but what the Bible says.
我和我的好太太在1984年受洗之后，就开始有负担向家人传福音。
After I and my wife believed in Jesus in 1984, we have this burden to pass on the gospel to our parents.
因为我妈妈比较常常来美国看我们，所以最早是她跟着我们每个主日都去教会。
Because my mom has visited us in America more often, so she follow us to the Sunday worship.
但我妈妈是从小就烧香拜佛的。
But she actually originally worshipped Buddha and offering incense.
而且他对基督教有很深的成见，所以有很不小的排斥感。
He has a lot of negative thoughts and reservations about Christianity.
当他跟我们去教会之后，哎，印象很不错，他就继续去，态度就慢慢的变得友善。
But after he visited church, and then she has a good impression. So and then he continued to go and become more friendly.
有一天晚上，我牧师的父母来我们家里探访。跟我妈妈有很好的交谈。
One night, my pastor that time has visited me in my home and have a good conversation with my mom.
他们走之前，我妈妈也就跟着他们做了一个接受耶稣的祷告。
And before he left, my mom actually made a prayer of conversion.
我们知道我妈妈做了这样祷告，当然很高兴，觉得是一大突破。
We know that after the prayer of conversion, we're very happy, thinking that this is a big breakthrough.
但是那天晚上他重生了没有？
But that night, is she really born again?
我们当时就觉得很难说。
It's very difficult to say.
现在回头看，我会认为他当时并没有重生。
Now, if I look back, I think that at that time she was not born again.
我想问他自己，他也会这样认为。
If we ask herself, she will probably also answer the same thing.
问题倒不是我牧师的父母带我妈妈做那个祷告有什么错。
The question is not that there's anything wrong for the prayer of conversion led by the pastor.
关键是在于我妈妈自己到底有没有坚定的决心来接受耶稣做她的主。
But the key is that whether my mom has this firm belief to accept Jesus Christ as her Lord.
是不是她心中真的愿意信靠耶稣，跟随耶稣？
So in her heart, is really truly a belief to believe and follow Jesus.
我想那时候是没有。
I think at that time, no.
所以在那次祷告之后，他在信仰上
并没有任何改变。So after that prayer, she doesn't change much in her spiritual life.
她既然来美国住在我们家的时候，跟我们去教会。
She only go to church if they visit us in America.
一回台湾就继续过以前的生活。
So once she return to Taiwan, she just follow whatever she did before.
不会想要去教会，也不会想要读圣经。
No yearning to go to church or to read the Bible.
但在这过了好多年
，and after many years after that，
我父亲退休，他们来移民来美国定居。
And my father retired and they move to settle in America.
固定跟我们去教会一段时间之后，我母亲才开始对信仰清楚的比较认真。
And then after they have gone to church and she become more serious about his belief.
那时候他才是认真探索信仰的慕道友。
She become a serious seeker for the truth.
在1996年，他们两人决定受洗。
In 1996, they decide to receive baptism.
从此以后，我才清楚看到他们有比较坚定信靠跟随主的态度。
And after that, I have seen their a firm attitude to believe and follow Jesus.
在母亲受洗之后的头一两年，在个性上没有什么清楚的改变。
After the first one or two years of my mom's baptism, she doesn't change much in her personality.
跟她年轻的时候一样，性子很急，讲话很直。
Just like when she was young, she has a very quick temper and sharp words.
那时候我对她的重生有把握，完全是根据圣经。
At that time, I have this confirmation of her new life is only according to the Bible.
我知道她的确已经清楚立定心志跟随耶稣。
I know that clearly she has made the decision to follow Jesus.
所以我相信我知道神所赐的新生命已经在她里面。
So I know that this new life from God has begun in her life, in her heart.
那就好像一个新生命的种子埋在土里面。
It's like a seed buried in the soil.
虽然过了一段时间，在土的表面上好像什么改变都没有。
After a period of time, there's nothing above the ground.
但是我相信那个生命在那里。
But I believe there's a life beneath there.
再过一段时间，芽会冒出来的。
After some time, it will start budding.
果然，再过几年，我们就开始看到我母亲的改变。
Indeed, after several years, then we see the changes.
那个改变越来越大，大到让我们惊奇。
And the changes are so great that we feel amazed about it.
真的是看到只有神的大能能够让一个人几十年都改不了的个性，可以在信主之后几年开始改变了。
Truly, only through the power of God that some habit or personality for many tens of years that can be changed after you believe in the Lord.
我母亲的教育程度不高，小学都没有毕业。
My mom does not receive a good education. I actually she didn't even graduate from grade school.
所以当初她信主，我们的期望也没有太高。
Actually, we don't have high expectations after she believed in the Lord.
想到她以后能够固定参加教会，在教会里面得到好的照顾，享受神的爱，那就不错了。
We think that she can attend the church regularly and receive good care from the church and enjoy God's love. This will be good enough.
她今年都七十岁了。
She has already been in her 70s.
老实说，我从来没有想说，哎呀，要她怎样的爱主服侍主。
I never thought about how she can really love the Lord and serve the Lord.
所以过去几年，她在教会固定参加崇拜，还参加成人主日学，我觉得很好。
In the past few years, that he go regularly to church to worship and to Sunday school, I think this is really good.
她在教会的崇拜当中担任招待，哎，我觉得有点服侍，很好。
She served as the ushers in the church. I think, oh, this is good ministry. This is good.
她竟然在教会聚餐的时候烧很多的菜。
She prepared a lot of dishes in the meetings.
还有几次在家里请客招待教会的众同工。
And many times that she invited the co-workers from the church and they having parties.
实际上，我在教会的那些执事们脸皮厚厚，特别指定要到我妈妈家去吃饭。
Actually, the deacons very boldly asked to just to go to my home to have meal.
他们是我很好的朋友
，they're my very good friends.
那时候我想，那是我妈妈一向热心，喜欢招待请客。
I think that through her old personality, she always liked to do this anyway.
一直到去年六月，我父亲过世，在这年当中。我才突然发现有很大的改变。
Only after June of last year, after my father has passed away, then I truly see the big change in her life.
这些年来，我每个礼拜天晚上和我妈妈透过电话交谈。
All these years, I have talked to my mom at night through telephone.
这一年当中，我很惊讶地发现，
神过去做的事情都很好，但是我还是大大低估了神在我妈妈身上所做的改变。
So all these good things has happened to my mom in these last few years, but I truly have underestimated the changes that God has put in my mom's life.
特别今年六月中，我妈妈来我们这边住了几个礼拜。
Especially this June, my mom had visited us for several weeks.
我跟我的好太太都很惊讶地发现，我妈妈在灵命上成长了很多。
My wife has amazingly discovered that she has grown a lot in her spiritual life.
前阵子我在加州教会的朋友跟我说，哎呀，他们很想鼓励我妈妈去参加短宣队。
The church in California that told me that they would like to encourage my mom to go to short-term missionary trips.
在今年十月跟他们一起去台湾的乡下传福音。
So they can go to the remote countries in Taiwan to pass on the gospel.
我想我妈妈年纪大了，这一年脚又常常会痛，我想她一定会推掉的。
I think my mom is in her old age and she also have weak legs, but she definitely will push that away.
我没想到他考虑了很久之后，他竟然答应了。
I never think about that. Actually, after very careful consideration, she decided to go.
我很惊讶地发现，他认认真真地接受训练。
She actually received the training very seriously.
他们这个短宣很认真的，在家还要做功课，还要练习的。
There's a lot of homework and practice at home for this missionary trip.
我加州教会的人就希望我妈妈成为教会的同工。
And the church in California also hope my mom can become one of the co-workers in the church.
我从来不觉得她有可能会答应的。
I never thought that she would agree to that.
但是现在看来，她在不久的将来会接受同工训练。
And now I can see she start receiving these co-worker training.
然后开始参与更多的服事。
And she will participate more in the ministry.
以前我看我的妈妈，总是觉得她是需要我鼓励指引的属灵婴孩。
Before I always saw her as a spiritual baby that needs my guidance.
现在我发现她是在属灵上有追求、有成长的好榜样。
Now I find that she actually is a good example of all the growth, spiritual growth.
现在看到她喜欢听赞美的诗歌，经常读圣经，经常祷告。
Now I know she very often listens to the hymns.You read the Bible and often pray.
看到生活当中遇到各样的挑战的时候，他能够透过祷告沉着的应付，而且心中有平安。
And in many challenges in life, she can through prayers and be stay calm and have this peace in her heart.
我想这样的事情只有神能做。
I think this kind of thing only God has the power to do.
在七节八节，耶稣对尼哥底母说：“我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。”
In verse 7 and 8, do not feel surprised about my saying, you must be born again.
风随着意思吹，我听见风的响声，却不晓得它从哪里来，往哪里去。
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
真的，神的工作像风一样。
God's work is like the wind.
风的本身我们看不到，抓不住。
The wind is not something you can hold or you can take a grasp about it.
我们对它从何开始，最后跑哪里去，所知道只能掌握的相当有限。
You cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. It's a very limited understanding.
但风确确实实存在。
But wind does exist.
它也产生实际的果效。
It's a practical effect.
虽然我们看不见风的本身。
You cannot see the wind itself.
却看得到风吹过去之后所产生的影响及带来的改变。
But you can see its effect and the changes that the wind brings.
神的工作在重生的人身上也是如此。
And God's work on the people with new life is the same.
回到今年暑假的主题。
And let's back to the theme of the summer.
活出满结果子的人生。
Living a fruitful life.
让我们记得，人若不重生，就不能见神的果。
Let's remember that one cannot see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
唯有重生，才有可能让这新生命像种子一样，在我们人生当中发芽成长。
Only through being born again that this new life can start growing and budding in your heart.
圣经说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In the Bible it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
你相信神的爱吗?
You believe in God's love?
你愿意得到他所赐的永生吗?
You willing to receive the eternal life from him?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
当我们低头祷告的时候，让我们问自己：我重生了没有？
When we bow our head and pray, let's ask us ourselves this question: Have I been born again?
我们相信我们每个人都必须重生吗？
Do we believe that everyone has to be born again?
我们知道重生的唯一方法就是相信、接受神独生的儿子耶稣基督吗？
Do we know that to be born again, you have to believe and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord?
你已经借着相信耶稣基督重生了吗?
Have you been through accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord to be born again?
如果还没有，你愿意今天就来信靠他吗?
If not, are you willing to accept him today?
对我们已经相信耶稣的人，我们愿意不只是借着信耶稣重生，也借着信耶稣来成长嘛。
For those people who have already believed, not only we by believing Jesus we can be born again, but also by believing Jesus we can grow in Him.
这是让我们这个新生命能够在我们人生当中开花结果的唯一方法。
This is the only way that we can have the fruitful life, in our life.
我们自己有点简短的时间向神祷告。
We have a short time to pray before God. Dear gracious Lord, that we thank you for your word.
谢谢你这么清清楚楚地说我们必须重生才能够见神的国，才能进神的国。
Thank you for tell us so clearly that that we can only be born again, we can only see and enter the kingdom of God if we are born again.
谢谢你为我们来到这个世界上。
We thank you for come to this world for us.
谢谢你让我们借着相信你、信靠你，能够来见神的国。
That we thank you that through believing in you that we can see and enter the kingdom of God.
求主保守祝福我们在座的每一位。
We ask you to protect everyone here.
让我们在座的每一位一个一个都重生。
So everyone here can be born again.
借着信耶稣重生。
Been born again through believing in Jesus.
也借着信耶稣来成长。
And to grow through believing in Jesus.
借着信耶稣在我们生命当中结满了丰盛的果实。
That we can have a fruitful life by believing in Jesus.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
好，时间的缘故，我们就不唱回应诗歌。
We'll skip the other hymn. This is the time.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
Welcome and announcement.
欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友，请你站起来自我介绍。